Fire Historical and Cultural Arts Collaborative is putting on the play The Breaking by WMU master's student Carabeth Heath. It's about a woman working at a Coast Guard station in Alaska. This Saturday, actors will do a free staged reading of the play to encourage feedback from people in Southwest Michigan. Playwright Carabeth Heath is in the studio with me now. Thanks for being here, Carabeth.
Thanks for having me.
So let me just read a little bit of the description of the play. It
Sure.
says, the play addresses what happens all too often when women who volunteer their hearts, minds, and bodies to the service of their country. When Seaman Lavin becomes the newest recruit at the station, she steps right into a history of power struggle, sexual manipulation, and violence. You know, violence against women in the military has been a huge topic. Was this part of your inspiration?
Yes. I've kind of followed stories about violence against women in the military for a long time. I mean, from watching crime TV as a teenager to actual news stories and examples of it happening very recently. But the play itself actually originated as an adaptation of Shakespeare's Titus Andronicus. I've studied it several times, but also was looking into finding a play to adapt. And in that play, one of the characters, one of the only female characters, loses her tongue and her hands in a terrible assault. And because of that, has no way to speak about or take action against the people who hurt her. And it just sort of reminded me of the way in which, because of military justice, the fact that they have their own court system, and really very purposefully and for various reasons separate their justice from civilian justice, victims of violence, female or male, in the military really have no action and no voice.
Right, right. And, you know, just for our listeners, if they don't remember Titus Andronicus, it is definitely a bloody
Yes.
Shakespearean play. It's a revenge play.
Yes.
It has a lot to do with war and family and a little bit of backstabbing sometimes, I believe.
A lot of backstabbing, possibly some literal backstabbing. I think that there are some stabbings in Titus Andronicus. It is a revenge play. It's a politics play. It's all about who's going to be in power, because essentially it begins with them coming back from war. Their king has been killed. The two sons of the king both want power. And then the city proposes maybe Titus Andronicus should be our king because he was the general that just led us to victory. And in the midst of all of that, some sons and daughters get murdered as retribution against the Goths who we just beat. And that's how Tamora, the queen, comes into play. And even then with the women, they sort of argue whether or not, you know, this woman belongs to me. No, this woman belongs to me. It's really all about power and property, which again reminds me a lot about what it comes down to when we get into these discussions of violence between our very own service members in the military. Mm-hmm.
For our listeners who perhaps aren't following this issue as closely, can you explain a little bit about the issues that women in the military face when they're trying to report sexual harassment and violence?
Sure. Just a disclaimer, it is usually women that we hear about, but actually statistically there's more violence, sexual even, against men in the military because statistically there are more men in the military. So really it's an issue just of how difficult it is to report sexual violence no matter who it happens to. And what happens is if you are assaulted by someone who you're very familiar with, which you would be if you're in the military, stationed somewhere, or even just at camp, you supposedly have bonded with these people for various reasons because you're isolated, you're not really talking to the outside world, you have a single mission ahead of you, you know, there's the whole, we're in the military, we're brothers, US of A. Yay. So first there's the whole psychological issue of someone that I thought was on my side just hurt me. So there's fear there just psychologically. And then there's fear that if you tell, they're still right next to you at lunch tomorrow. So that's scary. You don't want them to find out that you told on them. But also all too often what happens is the person that's assaulted you is the person you would report it to. There's a very strict hierarchy. You're not supposed to go over people's heads. Often military spokespeople have said, well, if these people are really assaulted and they really want to report it, why haven't they called the Department of Defense? But how do you call the Department of Defense? The person you're supposed to talk to is your boss, and then they're supposed to talk to their boss. But if your boss's boss is the person who assaulted you, or your boss is the person who assaulted you, or if, because we're all friends, your boss is better friends with the person who assaulted you than they are with you, it becomes a huge mess. Is it worth it to report it? Maybe, maybe not. Sometimes the consequences of reporting it might be bigger to you in your mind than the consequences of just dealing with the fact that you've been hurt. I've heard several stories about people who did report and ended up either being charged with a crime themselves, because perhaps the person who assaulted them was married, which means that the person assaulted is charged with adultery, even though it wasn't their idea, or charged with something like disorderly conduct for engaging in sexual contact with an officer, or, you know, just getting shamed socially by the people that they live and work with. So it's just really difficult to report your assault in the first place. And if you do, the likelihood of there being negative response to you and anyone helping you further, it's kind of a very tough spot to be in.
You chose this scene of Alaska. Mm-hmm. You know, why there?
I watched a documentary about some victims of sexual violence in the military, sort of dealing with that at the same time as a few years back some legislation was trying to go through to make a difference in how it was going to be handled. And there were two women's stories that kind of stuck out to me. And their stories have really influenced the way that I've told mine. And one of them experienced her assault at a very remote Coast Guard station in Alaska. And I liked the idea of setting this play in a very remote setting as well, because it just sort of adds to the feeling of isolation and helplessness. That the characters really can't just pull out a cell phone and call for help, because A, there may not be cell phone service, and B, who would they call? They're in the middle of a remote place.
Now, I want to go back to something that you said. You said that you always wanted to do an adaptation of the specific play, or just to do an adaptation in general, and why?
I've always loved Titus Andronicus, so I think that's why it became the play that I wanted to adapt. But just in my studies here in the MFA program, adaptation was something that we talked about often, and that I decided I would really like to tackle, because it's a really difficult but also fun project. It involves taking a story that already exists and changing it to make it your own, while at the same time honoring what was originally intended by the first teller of that story. And to be frank, I just have seen a lot of very successful adaptations. We adapt books to film and film to play all the time in our culture. And I honestly started the project because I was just trying to see if I could do it. I wanted to see if it was a skill I could use.
So you are having the staged reading
Yes.
on Saturday. What kinds of things are you hoping to hear from the audience?
I would like to hear their questions. If they're familiar with Titus Andronicus, it would be great for me to know if they think there are any key parts of that play that are missing for them as fans. But if they're not familiar with Titus, what's missing for them just in terms of the story? Because these are new characters. They're characters representative of characters in the original play, but I'd like them to be able to get to know them within this play, not just because of a familiarity with Titus. So I want to know if they feel like anything is missing so far in the story, but also in each character. I'd also like to know, because frankly I'm pushing some conventional boundaries in terms of what kinds of violence are usually shown on the stage, and I'd like to know how they react to that, whether or not they thought it was meaningful, powerful, or if they thought that it was too much and that they don't think that's the right way to tell a story. This will be a concert reading with music stands, so it's not like they'll be seeing violent acts occurring on the stage this weekend, but it'll still be pretty visceral, and I'm very interested to know how they'll respond to the violence, but also the characters.
Okay, well, we'll look forward to that. Again, the reading is on Saturday at 8 o'clock.
Yes,
at Fire Historical and Cultural Arts Collaborative. Kara Beth Heath, thank you so much.
Thank you.